This is KCUR 89.3. If you're in a congressional battleground state like Missouri or Kansas, you're subjected to a glut of political ads on TV. And if you're thinking of turning to streaming services for escape, you may be out of luck. As KCUR's Samuel King reports, political campaigns have gotten more savvy at targeting cord cutters.
McCaskill's Money Machine.
The same technology that allows you to watch your favorite team or show from anywhere also allows political groups like the GOP-backed Senate Leadership Fund or similar groups on the Democratic side to find you.
A client sent an email to me that was from somebody they must have been advertising to, and they were watching a baseball game on MLB.com, and they said, really, you had to politicize my baseball?
Chris Massicott is a partner at DS Political, a Washington, D.C. firm that works with Democrats and progressives on political marketing. He makes no apologies for interrupting your binge watching with political ads.
And, you know, I'm like, hey, playoffs are in October. Of course we did.
Massicott says some streaming services like Hulu or YouTube only allow campaigns to target viewers by zip code, but others allow ad buyers to go a step further.
So some streaming services like that do allow for us to take voter data and match that against you, because you put in your email address and zip code, and that's all we need in order to match that back to your voter file.
And that targeting works even in states like Missouri, where voters don't register by party.
We get really granular and try to look at patterns to score somebody on what their propensity to vote for a Democrat or their propensity to vote for a Republican would be.
The research firm Burrell Associates estimates $8.9 billion will be spent in this year's midterms, a record for a non-presidential election. And while television is still the biggest force, digital is coming on strong. The firm estimates $1.8 billion will be spent on digital political advertising this year, also a record. Massicott says in media markets that cross state lines like Kansas City, it can mean campaigns for Congress in Kansas.
Chopping block.
Incredible guy.
Kevin Yoder. Incredibly wrong for Kansas.
Charisse Davids is a Pelosi liberal.
The U.S. Senate in Missouri.
The golden boy, Josh Hawley, is lying to us again.
Have to spend millions of dollars and end up reaching hundreds of thousands of people who can't vote for them.
They know that when they're advertising in these streaming services and online, that, you know, nearly 100% of their dollars are going to viewers that can actually vote for them.
Kip Cassino is the vice president of research for Burrell Associates. He says campaigns have taken a page from the corporate world when it comes to using technology to target voters.
People started saying, gee, if we can do this with lawnmowers and automobiles, why can't we do it with politicians?
And he says campaigns are testing the limits of how many ads can invade your personal space.
And if it turns out that this year you don't get real upset with the number of ads they're putting up there, then in 2020 you can look for an awful lot more.
That's because experts say digital political spending is quickly catching up with television. Mike Franz is a professor at Bowdoin College in Maine and is director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks and codes political ads in more than 200 markets across the country.
And this is because of changing media habits as the younger folks, millennials, and others get older.
Franz says that trend makes the targeting for campaigns all the more important, if not a little off-putting for voters.
They're being sort of targeted, and also that means they're being somewhat, you know, so to speak, watched.
Massicott says in the end, the best way to get a political message out is through video, no matter the medium. So as you enjoy playoff baseball or college football the next few weeks.
Josh Hawley, he's lying right to our faces.
After 12 years in the Senate, McCaskill's gone Washington and left Missouri behind.
Expect ads like these to continue. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.